本土民主反共，普罗政治，民声起义。myradio.hk。
Welcome to the 59th episode of Garrett's English Learning Center.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
And we're talking about the past tense, Eddie. This is the fourth part of the past tense, the perfect past. past perfect, and the past perfect continuous here today, you know. So I just thought a few little anecdotes, a few little stories about the past, you know.
Stories?
Yeah.
I like stories.
Yeah. So one story was a couple of summers ago, I was in a taxi going from one school to the other, because that's the only way I could do it, you know. And I'd been talking to the guy in Cantonese, actually, you know. And then after 20 minutes, he said, hello.
Oh, hello.
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 I thought, what's he saying hello now, you know. And then he pointed. And he pointed to
this one.
Yeah. To the Harrow School, you know, which is we're on our way, it's near the Gold Coast, you know.
Harrow School in Hong Kong.
Yeah. And they've got one in Thailand as well, you know. Where boat is everything. And another little funny story is you know, my students make mistakes, but they're quite funny sometimes, you know. And one student was saying is that, you know, at Chinese New Year,
Chinese New Year. No, okay, just hold on for a moment.
So Chinese New Year, this is a red packet, right? He said, not lucky money in red packets, but he said, lucky monkey.
Why is that?
Lucky monkey in red packet.
I don't really get it.
It amuses me anyway, mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Not lucky money in red packets, but...
Lucky monkey.
I thought it was quite cute, really.
What they meant was lucky money.
Yeah, lucky money, you know.
And what they said was lucky monkey.
I'm just sharing some funny little mistakes.
The first one was when they tried to say... Harold, they say hello.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And another mistake.
That's very common mistakes in we Cantonese speakers.
Yeah, of course. You know, I mean, I'm not being Yim Zim or anything. It's just funny, you know, for me. And another thing is water the fireworks, not watch the fireworks, but water the fireworks.
Okay.
And then I discovered, you know, Eddie, it wasn't such a silly mistake after all, because when Handel did his Handel, the great composer, you know.
Yeah. Let me show the music first. I will show you longer because I like his music.
This is Handel's Water Music, right?
Water Music, which is a very, very famous.
Funnily enough, ironically, it was first played for the Royal Fireworks for George the First or the Second. So maybe the student wasn't so silly after all, you know.
So, can you say that again?
What?
Handel.
Handel. H-A-N-D-E-L. Yeah.
And what's the joke?
The joke is, well, the student has said water the fireworks, not watch the fireworks, but water the fireworks.
Water the fireworks.
Yes.
And the correct sentence should be
watch fireworks.
Yeah.
but I make mistakes as well, you know. When I was first teaching,
I didn't know
Cantonese much, and I thought, how can I teach like the modal verb, you know, like do, you know? Yeah. So I you know that song by the Police.
The Police.
We got that
sure,
one.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Can you make it louder? Yeah, so the song goes do 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 da da da, you know.
Well,
my teaching technique.
But you know what happened?
You know what happened, Eddie?
What?
Do 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 was fine, but then the students start da da da. The students go do do da da da. You know.
Yeah.
So that's a mistake. And another mistake I made, I think it was last summer. Now, you know, collective noun.
Yeah.
So I was saying to my students, you, a teaching thing is you elicit. You try to draw out the words.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it is a difficult word, elicit.
Elicit, you kind of draw out the words from, you know. Yeah. So I was saying, well, what's the word for, you know, like chairs and tables and beds and cupboards and everything?
Let me try.
You know what? On the blackboard, I wrote F. Right, yeah. And still nobody could tell me what the word was for chairs and tables and you know beds and cupboards and everything. Yeah, you know, yeah. So then I wrote the next letter, U.
Yeah,
and they started laughing.
Oh, they thought it would be
after you.
The students started laughing.
So you can see that they are not really very poor in English.
No, that's right.
Yeah. It's just that the vocabulary scope is very narrow.
So after sharing those past things, maybe you can, should we get on the core of the show? Should we do the thing?
Yeah.
So you know, mistakes are fine. Remember the other show we did a few shows ago. You know, Yondin La, who he got serious about it, right?
Yeah. So actually, we are talking about the mistakes of tenses in this one.
Now we're going to just do the proper teaching. You know,
sure
about the tenses, really.
Okay. Would a technician show us the screen for the audience? Okay. Right now it is processing.
Okay. Yeah, and make it the full. Can you do the full?
Sure. Just it is already full.
It's a little thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just
that little thing.
That little thing. The lamp.
That one, that's it. The lamp.
The lamp.
Excellent.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. Okay. Tenses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Future, past.
We're doing the past.
With the past. Mm-hmm. Because we have done the
We did the present. We did the present, We did the present.
Past perfect tense.
Mm-hmm.
The construction of the sentence. Mm-hmm. Subject plus head plus past perfect participle.
Mm-hmm.
I, you, we, they had swum.
Swum, yep.
She, he, it had swum.
Yep. So quite simple, really. You could just had and you just got the past perfect participle again, you know.
Yeah. And then you can add.
It's the contracted form,
which means shortened. Mm-hmm. Ah. Okay. Subject plus D plus past perfect participle.
Yep.
I, you, we, they, swum.
Mm-hmm.
She, he, it, swum.
Mm-hmm.
Subject plus had plus not plus past perfect participle.
Mm-hmm.
I, you, she, he, it, we, they had not seen aliens.
Yeah, so the
are you sure about that?
Ah, well, you know.
Interrogative.
Question.
Questioning. Had plus subject plus past participle. Past perfect participle.
Mm-hmm.
Had I, you, she, he, it, we, they gone to the moon?
Mm-hmm. All the same for anybody, yeah? So no conjugation there, really.
Yeah.
And just.
The past perfect tense, the perfect past participle. I guess this is these are the irregular ones.
That's right. I just thought we put just a few irregular ones there. You know.
Yeah. I just read those.
Reinforce. That's right. Yeah.
In the square.
Mm-hmm.
Seen, been, gone, ridden.
Flown. Yeah.
Flown. Mm-hmm. Wrong. Swum. Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Tenses, past perfect tense.
Yes, because it's usually, although we have the past perfect tense, it's usually in conjunction with something else, right? So it's usually before something, because the past perfect tense comes before another.
Which means that it must be some comparison.
Yeah, it's before something else that happened before. It's a before, really.
Yeah.
It's a before tense.
Yeah.
Right?
Before the past tense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a past before the past.
So, okay. We had swum in the sea before it became so polluted.
Mm-hmm. And me too. I used to swim here, you know, before.
Had they gone to the moon before television was prevalent?
Prevalent.
Yeah. Prevalent.
Which means all around, around, you know.
Yeah.
And I watched going to the moon in 69.
Yeah.
And I remember what the first people where I lived, it was in 73 when people had colour TV everywhere. So it's a bit, you know, isn't it, really, that they could go to the moon before people had colour TVs? You know?
They had not seen aliens, but they said they believed in them.
Mm.
Well, I would try to figure out the chronicles,
yeah,
the time,
yeah,
time sequence. Are the two things going together?
No, they had not seen aliens, before. They had not seen aliens, but they said they believed in them, right? Hmm. They, you were talking to them. They said that, oh, I believe in aliens, right? You know, in the past, you know,
yeah,
but they hadn't seen them.
Oh, okay,
you
know, okay.
You see. It's quite complex, isn't it?
Yeah. The train had already left when they arrived.
Yeah, this is a bit of a simpler example,
sure,
right? That's why I included this one. Well, you can see the timeline there.
Okay, past perfect continuous tense. Well, it is getting more and more difficult. The construction, subject plus head plus past participle of be. Plus main verb plus ing.
Yeah, in a way it is, but you don't have to bother with the, you know, it's just an ing, you know, just the ing, just the continuous form, which is simpler than the put.
I, she, he, it, you, we, they had been teaching in India.
Mm-hmm. And that's me teaching in India, huh?
What does it mean?
They had been teaching. So it's something, as opposed to the past perfect, it's something that was going on for a longer time.
Mm.
That's a longer. It's going on for a longer time. Mm. We see the next example as well, Eddie, you know.
The contract form.
This is contracted, yeah. So just again.
Subject plus the past participle of be plus main verb plus ing.
So just the had becomes contracted to apostrophe D.
Yeah. I, she, he, it, you, we, they, they'd been teaching in India.
Mm-hmm.
Negative.
Yep.
Subject plus had plus not plus past participle of be plus main verb plus ing.
Mm-hmm.
I, you, she, he, it, we, they had not been hiking.
So same for every subject, right?
Mm.
Right.
The negative contracted. Subject plus hadn't plus past participle of be plus main verb plus ing. I, you, she, he, it, we, they hadn't been hiking.
Hadn't, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interrogative. Had plus subject plus past participle of be plus main verb plus ing. Had I, you, she, he, it, we, they been riding on the mine train?
The mine train's in Ocean Park, yeah.
I never.
Yeah, it's in Ocean Park. It's quite. Yeah. I did it once, but it was years and years ago. It was too scary for me, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, the tenses. Past perfect tense, main verb plus ing. Seeing, being, going, riding, letting, dancing, swimming, smiling.
Just in some cases, you will omit the E, like in riding. You know, sometimes with the T, you will add an extra T.
Tricky because usually we will left out the T.
You add an extra T. You know? That's why I included these examples. Smiling, you add. Leave out the E, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Swimming, you add an extra M, you know.
Yeah.
If it's a consonant like that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Past perfect continuous tense.
So again, as with the past perfect tense, you know, there's usually just to show it's something before something in the past, and the past passed again. Really.
Yeah. I arrived in Hong Kong. I had been teaching in India.
Yeah.
Which means that before you were in Hong Kong, you did the teaching.
Yeah, so 22 years ago I arrived in Hong Kong. There you are. That's what it looked like 22 years ago.
Yeah,
and I had been teaching in India. You see.
Yeah.
So I came.
And before that, you taught in India.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. They thought Hong Kong was just city. They had not been hiking.
Yeah, so maybe some tourists coming. I mean, and I used to, and that's what I thought. My image of Hong Kong before, you know, when I was a child, was that picture on the right there. You know, was the neon signs and everything. You know, that's right. And maybe some tourists come here and they don't go into the countryside. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was about to vomit. Has she been riding on the mine train?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure because never tried this one before.
I'm too old for that kind of thing. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is it similar to the roller coaster?
Yeah, well, it is a roller coaster.
Look where it is.
You're above the sea there. I mean, it's a magnificent view, but it makes it double scary, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So that's the past tenses, you know, Eddie. So, you know.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I mean, that is quite complicated, isn't it, really? So maybe our viewers will have to watch it again, you know, just to, you know, because it is quite complex, you know. It's the... I think simply it's the past before the past, isn't it?
The past before the past. What a sentence. Yeah, I like that.
What a concept, isn't it, really? Yeah. You know? Yeah. And the continuous one is something that went on for a long time.
I'm not sure about this. For we canonic speakers, we don't have such kind of distinctions.
No.
No, in linguistics, we call it markers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. in canonics, we don't have that kind of markers. But I guess in other kind of languages, let's say Japanese or Hindu, they do have the same similar. So it is just a problem for canonic speakers.
But I think if it, put it that way, put it simply, it's the past before the past.
The past before the past.
The best way to understand.
Yeah.
It, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So we got a full lesson today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, why don't we say,
cheerio.
Cheerio. Which is not English.
What do you mean?
It is Italian? Cheerio.
No, cheerio is a happy, you know, cheers, like cheers, you know, young boy.
It's English.
Yeah, young boy, cheers. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Cheer is happiness, you know, so it's a happy goodbye.
Yeah, happy goodbye. Yeah. Okay, see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My Radio 八周年台庆联欢晚会，10月16日晚，黄大仙富林皇宫，300元及1000元门票现已有售，购票查询请电24673088。